Kayla McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Reed Busada, who has been working alongside the St. Paul's Church in Knowlton to get a new condo project off the ground on their land. So Reed, please provide some insight for our listeners who may not know much about this project, just about what the goal is behind the condo project.
Well, about a year, about a year and a half ago, I was approached by Mr. Eamon, who's involved in St. Paul Anglican Church, and Tim Weeb, to see if we would be interested in buying a piece of property, unutilized asset, as they would call it, a piece of property behind St. Paul's Church. There's about 4 acres of land there. If we'd be interested in buying a piece of property and potentially developing that piece of property into some sort of housing project. At that moment, it wasn't quite clear what we wanted to do, but Mr. Eamon was just wondering if we had any interest, which after looking at it, we did, and we found it interesting. And the idea why they wanted to sell it was just to make St. Paul's Anglican Church's financial situation strong, you know, to continue Tim's mission and making sure that they can continue for the next several years without having a worry. As everybody knows, there's churches all the way across, be it Anglican or Catholic or Protestant, or they're united, they're closing down, I mean, thousands of churches a year, and we have an amazing minister here in town, Tim, and it would be great, the Reverend, to be able to keep him in town, you know. So I was very much for the project.
Okay, and how have you been working with citizens while promoting this project? How have you kept them informed?
Originally, we sat down with the town. We looked over the project. We looked at, you know, different possibilities. Came up with an idea, a concept, building a condo project, 18 to 20 condos originally. It was a bigger building. It was a bigger footprint. The town liked the project, liked the concept. We got through the CCU. We went to the town council, the town meeting where neighboring people could come and actually see the project and ask questions and see if they support the project or not. The citizens had, you know, concerns on the size of the project. They had concerns about the fact that we were adding a new driveway to go in. They had concerns about the trees that we were going to cut the project in. And also about a parking lot that we were going to put in. So we went back to the drawing table. We made a lot of those changes. We reduced the size of the building, so the square footage dropped dramatically. We then decided to go to 12 to 15 condos. So the variance there is the square footage per condo that we actually end up selling. So some people, if they wanted a bigger square footage of condos and say all people wanted that, then there would just be, you know, 12 condos in the building. If some of the people wanted smaller units, then we would have more, up to 15 maximum, so 12 to 15 condos. We brought the project a bit more up on the hill, so we weren't cutting as many trees, and we used the same driveway, and we eliminated the parking lot. So we did those things, listening to some of the neighbors. Those were their major concerns. So we made those changes right off the bat.
And like you mentioned before, you had to work alongside the town. And if I'm not mistaken, they also gave you like a set criteria to be met if they were to approve the zoning bylaw of the land behind the church. Could you speak on that a little bit more as well?
Yeah, so the town said, ideally, we don't go to a referendum. So if you could go and see if you could get support with some of the neighboring properties in that zone, to show us that you can get enough signatures, you demonstrate that there's enough people behind your project that support your project. Now, there was a lot of false information spread by some of the direct neighbors on the project that unfortunately, those particular people, you know, understandably, the direct neighbors doesn't necessarily want the project to go in to have a construction for a year and hear the noise, even though long-term, I think it would probably increase the value of the property and not decrease. But that being said, they were spreading, you know, information that wasn't true. So that led people to believe certain things about the project that was false. So when we actually were able, and COVID gave us the permission to actually get back out onto the streets and start meeting people and giving them the real information about the projects, a lot more people were kind of like, oh, okay, hang on a second. So they were more on the fence. They weren't willing to say, okay, I'm going to sign a paper saying we're for your project and for the development. They were more just like, okay, well, we're not necessarily for it, but we're not against it either. We think it's a nice project, and we're a bit more on the fence, and we'd like a bit more information. So we made a lot of progress, and we did get, you know, 30, 35 signatures just in a very short period of time. When I say short period, maybe 2 weeks, we were able to go out onto the street and get about 35 signatures of people, and a lot more people, and I'd say about another 50 people that were kind of wondering about the project. When they got more information, they were like, wow, okay, if you could give us more information and keep us more informed about it, we're definitely not against the project, but we're not willing to sign a paper to say we're for the project.
Now that you have these signatures, did you meet the set criteria? How do you plan on moving forward from here?
So the town came back to us and they found that 30, 35 signatures was not enough. So they said, listen, go back to the drawing table, come back to us, give yourself a bit more time, see how you can modify the project again to see how people will accept it inside that zone. And when you come back to us next time, if you can come back to us with signatures and your new project at the same time, that would make the process go a lot faster. So that's the step we're at. Now, the property zone institutional. So we're looking at different options. The reason why we have the possibility of a referendum is because we're asking for a zoning change from institutional to a multi-residential. If we didn't have to ask for that zoning change, we wouldn't have any possibilities of any type of referendum. So there's different possibilities of different projects we could do on that piece of property, which our architects and our urbanists are looking at the moment to see different possibilities of what we could put there. And we'll be back to present something to the town during the summer months.
Okay, and I don't know if you're able to provide maybe some details as to how this plan will be different from the original and how it will attempt to encompass the needs of the church, but also citizens as well.
So as far as the church goes, it would be the purchase of the land. That's what that would be the church's goal. The citizens, if we do a residential project, which is now, you know, one of the options that are on the table, we're still pushing through because it was a tremendous amount of interest. We have up to 50 people on a waiting list, you know, from 12 to 15 condos that have actually given their name that would be interested in getting more information as to purchase one. We're at the moment, we can't give you too much information besides the fact of saying we have two or three possibilities that we can do on this piece of property. We're looking at all those options. We're putting them on the table. We're doing the pros and cons beside each one. And then we'll be, when we're ready, we'll deposit that with the town and we'll let the community know. Before we actually put something forward with the town, we're actually going to come out into the community, let the neighboring properties know this is the direction we're going. We're going to try to communicate a bit better than we did last time.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the project, Reed, that you think would be important for the community to know.
No, I think... A progress in any situation is always a bit nerve-wracking, right, when somebody's coming in. But I think we're not in any rush. We're not trying to be bullish and bring a project to, and maximize the size of the building and maximize the square footage. I think we're willing to listen. I've always made myself available for anybody that might have any questions or any concerns about the project, and that's going to continue moving forward, right? We're not, you know, like... We just moved out of Knowlton, my family and I, but we had been there for 20 plus years, you know, so we have Knowlton at heart, and we're not gonna do something that's gonna be not good for the community and not good for the village. So that's always been kind of the basis behind that. We're gonna continue along those lines moving forward, you know, with whatever projects we bring forward. We're gonna present the project that we think is best for St. Paul's Church and best for the community.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Reed. I really appreciate you providing all of that information.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time and calling us.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.